Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you, as always, by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. Today, joining me is Richie Scott and Chris Guidi from the Missoula Children's Theater. Guys, thanks for taking the time today.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And so you guys are with Missoula Children's Theater and Snow White. Is that's a play you got coming up?
Yes, that is our show this week. We will be having auditions at the elementary school today at 3:45. And then we have shows this weekend. We're going to get to interact with the kids a whole bunch this week. We're doing a workshop for them this week. They'll get to hear all about the K-5 students, at least. We'll get to hear all about like the other jobs in theater, but yes, this week we are here doing our show Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
So is that who it's for then, K through fifth grade?
It's actually K through 8. So everyone, elementary and junior high, can be in the show, and then we'll be performing at the high school.
And so today you do tryouts, and there are open tryouts. Anybody can show up?
Correct. Open tryouts. We have room in our show for between 50 and 60 kids, so we're hoping for a good turnout.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a lot of kids. What time and where are those tryouts?
3:45 at the elementary school today.
3:45 elementary school in Buffalo. And again, those are open tryouts, so bring the kids on down, K through 8. And then you say you got shows this weekend, so you only practice this for 1 week and then go on the stage with it?
Correct. We have we have 5 days to audition, cast, and rehearse. And it is a crazy week, especially considering we work with as young as 5 years old and as old as 18 years old.
Right.
But every week it comes together. They figure it out, and they do a really, really good job every week.
Okay. And so you guys, do you guys just travel around and do this all over the area?
Yeah, Missoula Children's Theater travels through all 50 states, and we also travel internationally. So over 17 countries. They've been doing this for almost 50 years.
Wow.
And in anybody who wants to bring us into their communities can do that by contacting the Missoula Children's Theater marketing department. And you can find that information at mctinc.org.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. And so you guys, where all do you travel around? Chris, where have you traveled around to do this?
Sure. So since starting with the company, I've been mostly in Montana. I've traveled to Great Falls a couple times. I've been back in Missoula. I've been in a town of like 700 people. and this is actually my first time ever coming to Wyoming, so that's kind of cool. We also have a couple stops in Colorado and North Dakota. So yeah, we're kind of like right up in like the Northwest, not like the actual Northwest, but sure. Yeah, we're up here and it's cool. So, bunch of places I've never been before.
Absolutely. And kind of what's the idea behind going around and doing this in different places, just to kind of introduce kids to theater?
Sure. So it's definitely about bringing arts to like small communities that probably wouldn't otherwise get them, but we also do travel to big communities. A lot of it is about like teaching life skills through the arts, and like that is really what like MCT is all about.
Okay. And again, those open tryouts are today, 3:45 at the elementary school. Stop in, bring the kids. You said you're looking for about 50 to 60 kids to be in the show?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so plenty of spots open.
Yeah.
and then when and where is the show going to take place?
Sure, the shows are going to be Saturday at 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So we're kind of back-to-back, but the kids, like I said, they do a great job every week, so you should all definitely come out and check it out.
Absolutely, and what's the cost to attend the event?
That's a great question. That would actually be for the organization that's putting it on.
Okay.
That's not something that Missoula sets. And that's, I think it's $5.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, though. if you show up at the door, they'll definitely have tickets for sale there.
Cool. Excellent. So stop on in. And again, that's Saturday, 5 and 7 o'clock. Missoula Children's Theater playing Snow White. Now, how old is Snow White? Do you have in your mind like you want an older kid to play Snow White, or is that kind of open as well?
Sure, that's definitely open as well. We base everything on the audition. So if we have 17-year-olds, but it's like a 13-year-old that just like kills that audition, we're definitely going to put her there. But yeah, auditions are kind of how we figure out where everyone goes.
Sure. It seems like when you say you come here, you guys do the auditions, you practice for a week and then put the show on. That seems like a very quick turnaround, especially for kids to learn lines, all that sort of thing.
It really is amazing what kids are capable of. All you really have to do is believe in them, and they do all the work. We really just facilitate the space and give them the scripts and the costumes, and they just go. They love it.
We definitely emphasize the importance of learning lines, however. So that's definitely something we work on throughout the week.
Yeah, when you get up there and don't know your lines and just stand there like deer in the headlights, I'm sure you guys have seen that on stage as well.
Oh, sure. I'm sure we've both been there, too. So
in that sort of situation, are you guys sitting kind of towards the front where you can just kind of like say their line to them?
Sure. So actually, I'll be on stage this week as well. I'll be performing. There's one role for the two of us that we share, but I'll be playing the character Witless the Woodsman. So if you see a goofy guy acting like a fool on stage, that's me. But then Richie will be backstage directing, so he kind of is making sure everything's happening backstage as it's supposed to.
Very cool. And do you have people that work the lights, that sort of thing too? Is that people from the school, or is that you guys?
We do a lot of those things, but it's a pretty simple setup. We are able to pack all of our equipment up into the back of a
Ford F-150.
Little
red truck, yeah.
And then throw it up in a day or two. And we do have a couple of positions, actually, for assistant directors. So any kids who are interested in maybe working backstage, a little bit more production, we definitely have a need for that, especially if we're going to have a huge turnout, which I think we will, Buffalo.
Yeah, you know, I hope you do as well. That's, 50, 60 kids, a lot of kids. But if people know this is happening, I'm sure you will. There's never a shortage of participation around this area when things like this come around.
That's good to hear.
Absolutely. So, again, this is going to be sort of the classic Snow White story. Do you guys throw any sort of modern stuff into it?
Ours is a little different than the classic Snow White story. For example, like our Seven Dwarves are not the like Disney Seven Dwarves. Ours have different names, and they're a little bit funnier, in my opinion. Okay. So we there's a couple different characters that are not in the original story. So it's definitely something to come check out, because it'll be a lot of fun to see.
Absolutely. So again, we've got tryouts, open tryouts. Bring the kids. 3:45 this afternoon at the elementary school in Buffalo. Then this Saturday, two shows. 5 and 7 o'clock. Again, those are at the elementary school?
Those are going to be at the high school auditorium.
Those are at the high school auditorium. Okay. So this Saturday at the high school auditorium, I'm talking here with Chris Guidi and Richie Scott with the Missoula Children's Theater. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. This is Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.